share with us in America as an equal. You have no right to that. This is our America. And you are our slave. Now the new generation, they don't say you are our slave. But they just keep reminding you that their father built up America. And they don't like to give you any credit for doing anything here. Your hands weren't free to do anything here. But with your hands tied, you were a slave, a worker, a productive worker in America. Before they managed to get the cotton gin, we were producing for them. Is that right? And look how many wars we went into. Look how many lives we lost. In foreign lands. For America. And still there are Caucasians right now. Maybe there's one right here in this meeting. Who feel that we don't have or any right, or we are not entitled to an equal share in the blessings of this land. We owe you something, but we don't owe you what we owe ourselves. How come? You owe us more than you owe yourself, because you didn't demand as much of yourself that you demanded of our forefathers. America took all from our forefathers. Not only sweat and blood, sweat, blood, spirit, mind, morality, they took everything from us and poured it down the drain so that their house would look good. Is that right? But it really pleased me to see in a Caucasian looking at the little things we enjoy in American society and thinking we should be jumping hallelujah over it. Their forefathers to bring us here. I know I didn't. And reading the history, I don't see anywhere in history that black people or Malayan people in Africa asked Caucasians to bring them here. They were brought here against their will. History say many of them jumped overboard. Some of them even tried to fight their captors. Is that right? We were brought here against our will. And then raised to a mental form that was again against our will. And after that mental form had been brought into a real form, and the old form of our forefathers had died, then we cooperated willingly. But they had to capture us both physically and mentally, and they had to even dominate or destroy us spiritually before they got us to become a willing subject in America. So we didn't ask for this. This was forced on us. And then they forced labor, sweat, blood, mind, spirit. They forced all of that out of us. They stripped us of all of our human energy. Now they owe us something for it. Something for us. And they know, I'm talking about the leadership, they know how much they owe us. But brother and sister, I'm talking like this to get you to see how much they owe you, so you will do something about getting it. Celebrated by us in the spirit of Thanksgiving. We are not ready to celebrate in the spirit of Thanksgiving. We haven't received enough to say thank you for. But still we celebrate. for having recognized the signs of time and responded well enough to survive. And we have the hope that they will continue to recognize the signs of time until they have given us a reason to celebrate the birth of America in the spirit of Thanksgiving. Brothers and sisters, and I'm speaking to you all now, America is the most difficult environment to live and grow in that you can find anywhere. America is a blessing, but in as much as it is a blessing, it is a curse. The great blessing is freedom. The freedom to do your own thing. Until somebody puts a dead end up, a roadblock up, and stop that freedom. But you are free to move until somebody else who's moving freely too comes against you with a little more muscle. Because remember, we all are free in America. And that's what makes this place so hellish. Everybody is free. So the weak are at the mercy of the strong. In other words, it's just a big jungle. That's all. In the jungle, the lions are free. The jackals are free. Right? The rabbits are free. Them are free, but the ones with the biggest muscles, they rule the jungle, don't they? Well, that's what America is, a jungle where everybody is free, and the one with the biggest muscle rules the jungle. If this was simply a jungle, a natural jungle, then we would survive. Because every creature of the jungle has been given by nature his own passion, his own instinct for survival. They might lose one or two, but very seldom will you go in the jungle and find a species all in bondage to another species. Is that right? Occasionally you will find one rabbit in the mouth of a hound, or one lamb in the mouth of a tiger, but you will hardly ever find a whole family in the mouth of the stronger creature. Why? Because that's a natural sitting. But here in America, the sitting is unnatural. We are not governed by natural law. We have taken on a mentality that is self-destructive. America is not only interested in conquering others, America loves its own destruction. Vices. Lies. Anybody with their eyes open would know that if you keep pouring lies out into the atmosphere, pretty soon the form of life will be false. Anybody with their eyes open will know that if you keep pouring all poison, spiritual poison, mental poison, into the open environment, that in time you are going to poison the life of that nation. The West didn't only export poison, the West bred poison for their own society to feed on. They would feed us one force, feed the Indians another force, feed the Latinos another force, feed their children another force. And the result has been the thing has become one big boiling pot of poison. today. It's in his arsenal. Everybody else is laughing at us. America the Great. Look what she has come to. A picnic. A drunken picnic. Everybody clowning and eating sandwiches. That's right. The world looks at us and that's what they see. Well, these are the things that came together to make America. Spiritual people seeking an outlet where they could express their religious desires and aspirations. Material people looking for an outlet to grow materially. All of these people have come together, many races, and many kinds of minds and spirits. And most of them have been either sick socially or sick spiritually. Most of the people that come to this land, they come either because they didn't like home or because they saw an opportunity here to put themselves in power. Come here for wealth and power, or either they come here for freedom to demoralize themselves, freedom to demoralize others. These are the ugly faces of America we're talking about now. I'm not saying America doesn't have beautiful faces now. There's many beautiful faces of America. But we're talking about the birth of the American spirit. And you know, life doesn't spring up out of things smelling sweet. Life's origin is in funky things. So we're talking about the funky beginnings of America so we can see what kind of life has been formed here. Decent hope, odd, clean design on the world. freedom than any other people on the face of the earth. Who has done more to kill freedom in the world than the very people who pledged themselves to freedom? When did our forefathers lose their freedom? It was when these democracy builders came into power. Is that right? When did the Indians lose their freedom? When the democracy builders came into power. And so it was for every land that they went into and got a foothold. The people that they met had to give up their democracy, give up their human dignity, so that America, the small child, can boast a great victory for God and democracy. The contradictions are so plain. Not simple contradictions, very serious contradictions. We see a nation growing with the faith in front of a human being. And behind the head is the faith of a diabolical beast. A raving monster. Having no sense. Can't see and recognize the needs of other people. Oh, but America has given billions to develop other land. Yes, we know the program moves from combat soldiers with rifles and whatnot to combat soldiers with Bibles, theories of democracy, beans, flour, wheat, and now machinery. Industry. But go where they have put these things. Go where they have imported Bibles. Democracy and industry. Go there and see what is the condition of those people. And listen to their complaints. They say, yes, there's more material comforts in our land now than before. But we don't enjoy the same happiness or the same human dignity that we used to enjoy. Bring about the rejection of America and democracy. And those countries that had opened their doors are accepted. The transporters of democracy closed their doors, told Uncle Sam to go back home. There was a time when the Western powers were free to do their things in China. Africa, India, everywhere, even in the Middle East. But how many friends did they win? That old generation of corruptors for power's sake did not win friends. So today, America looks at its beautiful record of tyranny and suffers at heart. Because those who receive that charity are not saying, thank you, America. But America has to also look at the debt and the misery and at the ignorance that it exported. Then America can understand why the nations are not saying thank you for the charity. In America, the people are someone, or you tried to correct someone. Sooner or later, they're going to tell you, I'm free. I want you telling me, you don't have to tell me anything. You have no right to tell me anything. I'm free just like you. Freedom has become an excuse to continue downhill. An excuse to be failures with a sense of dignity.